Bill's the first and then Carol.
Okay, are you talking about...
Are you talking about selecting a new member of the LSB without using the bylaws process? I'm not quite clear what you're talking about.
It's a programmer rep.
I mean, there shouldn't be any question if you have any runners up from the last delegate election, they're seated in order, or you're out of them. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Carol?
Yes, that was my question too. I don't know that we have a process except for a full election, but has that ever happened before? Do we have a process to account for that? Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, I seem to recall that if you run out of runners-up, that the LSB then meets and selects who's going to replace. If there's you suddenly have only 23 LSB members and there's no runner-up from that category, I seem to recall the bylaws say the LSB meets and decides whom they're going to put into that 24th slot.
That is my understanding also. And I'm not sure there's a distinction made between listener members and staff members in that case, but I don't think there is.
What I suggest, Gail, is that
you bring what actually happened up for action at the next meeting. And in the meantime, we'll take a look at the bylaws and see what says should have happened.
This is Bob. I could read the sentence from the bylaws.
Okay, great.
Applies. I just pulled it up. Article 4, Section 10. In the event that no eligible and available candidate from the last election is found, then the delegates for that radio station shall appoint a member of the appropriate class, meaning listener or staff, serve as delegate and fill the seat for the remainder of the term.
Well, that seems unambiguous. Then it's the LSB which appoints the staff member, picks somebody from the staff and puts them on the LSB.
I understood it to be that the programmers could pick their representative.
That's right. It seems to me unambiguous in the bylaws. Okay. And of course, when there's an election, they pick them, but with SPV voting. But between elections, when there is no one else there, the LSB picks somebody.
Whether it's a listener or a programmer.
No.
Yes.
Well, it has to be
pick
from
the person
proper
for that category. Yeah. But they pick.
May I speak, Joseph K. KPRT? Lacking any interest by a member of the program or staff in filling that seat, I think it would allow, in my mind, the whole LSB to choose someone after polling the programmers to see who wants to serve. If none do, then I think that somebody could be found to fill that position.
Well, I mean, the LSB can conduct whatever polls they want, but ultimately...
Yes, right.
So it sounds like that didn't happen. Is that correct, Gail?
It's my understanding that when they started doing this, there were two people. One dropped out, and so, of course, that automatically left the other one, according to them, to fill the seat.
You say there were two people. You mean there were two
there
people?
There were two programmers two people that the programmers came up with. One decided not to go after the seat. The other person elected to go for it.
Yeah.
But there was no discussion, no anything with the LSB.
You need to vote the LSB to confirm or not that person.
Right.
I would suggest either bring it up at the next PNB meeting. Marcel can bring it up, or do what you're doing now, which is make it an action item for the next governance committee. Do you want to do that?
Would it be helpful to have the election committee, the National Elections Committee, look at this?
I don't think so. There's no question about the election here.
Okay.
It's really a question of following the bylaws or not.
But according to the bylaws, having run out of reserve, then the LSB should have been given the chance to select someone from the programming staff.
Exactly.
That sounds it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
George, I'd like to add something for future work by this committee.
Before we do, Joseph, I just want to get confirmation for Gail. Do you want to leave that on the action items for the next governance committee?
Yes.
Okay. Joseph,
this is a point of information. Go ahead, Ken.
Ken.
I didn't understand why you're saying programming staff. It's staff. It's two classes, listeners and staff. It doesn't have to be a program.
Okay. Oh.
Joseph.
I'm concerned about one issue. I'm not sure the governance is the right committee to address this, but it's the population of the MSRC committee of the LSB meeting with members of the, any member of the LSB can become a member of any committee, of course, and then if that MSRC committee is charged with evaluation of general manager, program director, et cetera, other things having to do with management of the station. And for the committee to be populated heavily by the members of the staff, programmers or others, is some concern I have for introducing a barrier to a, I guess, integrity of the process by evaluation with possible bias being introduced relevant to what materials are being included in the evaluation that might otherwise address word not to other members of the
I don't understand what the problem is, Joseph. Could you say it more clearly? What's the issue that you want to get at?
Yeah, the problem is whether or not a staff member under the supervision of the general manager and therefore in some way subject to both nonverbal or implicit pressure.
So your question is, do we want to change the rules so that the staff members can't be on the MSRC?
Yes, I think that's a possibility as a correction to this potential bias in the process.
Okay.
This is Bob.
Bob? Okay.
Yeah, I would very much recommend that query and that issue be directed to the Personnel Committee, because I know that they developed some policy about the structure of management search and I believe management evaluation committees at the LSB level. So, you know, for this committee to jump into the middle of something, it's already been a lot of time has been spent in another committee. I don't think would be the most efficient method. So I would suggest just contacting whoever the KPFT rep on that PNC.
Would the personnel committee be addressing issues such as the population of the MSR committee and how it functions?
Well, I think they would have to decide that, but I know that they did discuss all kinds of other parts of the process, so that might be part of it. But
might be.
Any member of the committee can bring anything up they want at this point for action.
No, it's just my suggestion that since there's another committee, it's already spent a lot of time on it, it might be more efficient to go to that committee first.
But you do understand what the question is. We're talking about the LSB itself and the seating of representatives to the LSB.
Joseph's talking about a different issue.
That's what I thought.
He's talking about the MSRC as it's presently constituted. And I don't know, actually, whether this is local to KPFT or whether this is generic. I just don't know the bylaws clearly enough about that issue. It's local.
It appears to be because KPFK has a different process.
I see. Okay. Anyway, the issue is, should staff members be on the MSRC. At the moment, every LSB member can be on the MSRC, but Joseph's raising the question of basically conflict of interest, and are people willing to vote against their bosses?
John Fitzhugh?
Yeah. John, go ahead.
Yeah, historically, this was a big issue. I was on the KPFK bylaws committee, and we fought against this whole thing. But under Carolyn Spooner and the Berkeley thing, they said, oh, no. They were really favoring strong staff representation. Clearly, there is a conflict of interest with regard to having staff who work for a boss be involved in the selection of bosses and that sort of stuff. And the KPFK position historically was that they should be listening representatives who would decide, and staff representatives would provide informed information about this stuff, but then the power would not be potentially under the thumb of either the programming director or the general manager. I think this is a fundamental governance issue. I think it really goes to the issue of bylaws, and I think it's highly appropriate for governance to look at it, especially if governance is going to be looking at bylaws this year. Personnel, I think, is more appropriate for looking about things like, you know, infractions, you know, sexual harassment, that kind of thing. People feeling, you know, I think those are the personnel issues. But this is a very bylaws fundamental issue, and I would support having this governance committee take a look at it.
Joseph, would you like to leave it on the agenda for action?
Are you talking to Gail?
Joseph.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So that's all that's needed. Any other action? Any other action items that people would like to suggest?
Excuse me, I had one other comment.
Okay, Gail, go ahead.
I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying in regard to what I'm talking about. The person who just came in and took a seat at the LSB table, again, and was a surprise to most people because we had not gotten a word that for want of a better word, that the programmers had their own election and this was the person they were putting forth. What I'm asking is, how does that leave us in terms of the person being seated, right, having seated themselves at our meeting last week? And is there, do you have a suggestion on how to proceed with this?
I think this is unfair to raise this matter in the way that it's been raised. First of all, the bylaws provide for listeners to elect their representatives and staff to elect their representatives. And for me, that means that the LSB as such shouldn't really have anything to do with the staff. When we put those bylaws together, they were to have representatives to represent different stakeholders of Pacifica. And the notion that somebody placed themselves at the table is unfair. It is not an accurate picture.
I don't see how it's not an accurate picture, because that's how it happened.
Yeah, but they were elected by their reps, and it's nothing to do with us.
Let's not have this issue adjudicated here.
We shouldn't have brought it up in the first place.
No, well, I certainly
agree
with that.
Anyone is entitled to bring up any item they wish at this moment. And let me respond to Gail's specific question.
Thank you.
There are three things you can do. The LSD itself can say, sorry, we did not approve you. We need to take a vote for whether we are willing to seat you or not. And you are within the bylaws to do that. You can bring it for the governance committee to make a motion to the PND to tell the LSB to do that, which would also, the LSB is a committee of the PND, and it appropriately has jurisdiction over things like that people are seated on appropriately. Or you could just have one of your PNB directors bring it to the PNB directly and ask the PNB to act on it. So I think that's the three things you could do.
All right, I appreciate it. I just want to, there should be a process, and obviously there is, because there's something in the bylaws, I'm just trying to really make sure that I understand, and hopefully everybody else will understand, it's not a matter of throwing the person away, but it is a matter of saying, just as, like, we're supposed to go to a, through a process as listeners, as being elected by the listeners, that same process somehow should work for staff.
Point of information, Chair.
Well, our Paul wanted to speak.
Wanted to put on an action item, but when you bring this up, I have to say the Chair, of his three things, two of them are wrong. PNB can't tell the delegates anything.
Precisely.
I'm sorry, it's not a delegate. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right, it is a
delegate.
There
you go, that's the issue. The person sees it isn't being just...
Actually, no, it's not. It says, I'm sorry, our Paul, I disagree with you. But anyway, I take your point. What was the other point?
Well, okay, the thing about the delegates is there. Yeah. The LSP can say you didn't elect you, so you're not valid. They can say that. But the PNB can't direct the LSP to do anything, because the LSP isn't doing it. The delegates are doing it. The language in the bylaws also reinforces that. What I want to do for an action item...
Actually, I disagree with that. The language, as it was read by Bob, seems to say it is, in fact, the LSB that acts, not the delegate. But, again, we don't need to adjudicate that at the moment.
And I think this could be a very fast action, I don't want to get to it, is how may LSB meetings be scheduled? In other words, who can call an LSB meeting? I think it's very clear. I don't think everybody agrees on it. So that's the issue. Who can call LSB meetings, or how can LSB meetings be called? I think there are two ways. Some people think there are three. All right, that's it.
Okay. Other action items? No other action items?
This is Ken. I call to adjourn the meeting.
any objection to adjourning the meeting? Okay, hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.